Pakistan, potential ISIS suicide attack kills dozens, including five children, at Islamist meeting. By Francis Martel on July 31, 2023. A suspected suicide bombing killed at least 46 people and injured over 150 at an Islamist political event near the Afghan border in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, KP, Pakistan, on Sunday, believed to have been attended by hundreds of people. The event was a convention for the Islamist political party Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam Pakistan Fazil, JUEF, an Islamist party local outlets described as hardline, whose name roughly translates to the Assembly of Islamic Clerics. Police told reporters on Monday that, while no individual or group has taken responsibility for the bombing, the prime suspect is the Islamic State's Afghan offshoot, Khorasan Province, ISIS-K. Analysts speculated that ISIS-K targeted the JUEF because it participates in Pakistani elections, is relatively popular in the Afghan border area of Pakistan, and poses a challenge to ISIS-K's attempts to recruit members. Political violence is common in Pakistan, which has seen throngs of radical Islamists take the streets for months in defense of ousted Islamist Prime Minister Imran Khan. Khan himself was shot in the leg during a political rally in November. JUEF is a regional power currently allied with the government of Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, the establishment leader who replaced Khan after he was removed prior to the end of his term in a no-confidence vote last year. The Islamic State, however, has not been prominent in the country. Officers indicated that the Taliban takeover in neighboring Afghanistan, the result of American President Joe Biden extending the 20-year war in Afghanistan beyond an agreed-upon end date in 2021, has allowed ISIS-K to expand its footprint in the region. Pakistan also contends with its own Taliban, the Tehrik-e Taliban Pakistan, TTP, which operates separately from the Afghan Taliban, now formally identifying as the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. The Pakistani newspaper Dawn reported on Monday that authorities had documented 46 people dying from injuries related to what police are now confident was a suicide bombing at the JUEF convention in the Peshawar district of KP. Warning, graphic image. According to eyewitnesses, hundreds of party workers along with local leaders were present at the gathering when the blast occurred, Dawn narrated. The bomb went off when a party leader was addressing the convention. JUEF officials told Dawn that the party's Khar General Secretary Zayullah, JUEF District Press Secretary Mujahid Khan and his son were among the dead. Dawn reported that five children were among those confirmed dead in the event. The Pakistan Express Tribune quoted a local police official who said they had not identified the suicide bomber by name, but believed the man was sitting in the front rows before the stage where JUEF officials were speaking. Officials believe about 10 kilograms, 22 pounds, of explosives were used in the attack. Following Sunday's initial reports, the Press Trust of India, PTI, quoted local officials as concluding that ISIS-K was the likely culprit behind the attack. We are still investigating and gathering information on the Peshawar blast. The initial probe shows that banned outfit Daesh, ISIS, was involved, an unnamed police officer reportedly told the Pakistani outlet Geo News. Dawn similarly reported that its police sources believed the Islamic State had orchestrated the attack. There is no question about it, an unnamed police officer told Dawn about Islamic State involvement in the attack. The newspaper observed that local counter-terrorist officials had documented the presence of ISIS-K jihadists in the Afghan border region as recently as June of this year. Dawn reported to have had a journalist present at the rally, allowing the newspaper a greater first-hand reporting ability. Eyewitnesses described to the newspaper harrowing scenes as the bomb tore people apart. There was utter confusion, with human flesh, limbs, and body parts scattered throughout the area. Alongside lifeless bodies, a victim identified as 24-year-old Sabihala, told Dawn. I found myself lying next to someone who had lost their limbs. The air was filled with the smell of human flesh. Sabihala reportedly fractured his arm in the attack. Another witness told the newspaper that he heard shots fired in the chaos, but it was unclear exactly who was shooting and at what. That witness, Rahim Shah, estimated 500 people were in the tightly packed event tent when the bomb went off. Shehbaz Sharif and Imran Khan both issued statements of condolence following the attack. The head of the JUEF, Maulana Fazlur Rahman urged supporters to stay peaceful and immediately reach the hospital to donate blood for the injured people. JUIF leader Hafiz Hamdullah issued a separate statement on a Geo News broadcast. "I strongly condemn the blast and want to give a message to the people behind it that this is not jihad but terrorism." The Pakistani news organization Aj English cited experts who suggested that ISIS-K targeted JUIF because it presented an alternative jihadi vision that involves participation in elections and other political activity, rather than the complete overthrow of established governments. Just as ISIS is the rival of the Afghan Taliban in Afghanistan, it is the rival of JUI in Pakistan. "Their problem is with the JUI, so they hit it wherever and however they can," one expert, Rostam Shahmamand, posed. Another expert, journalist Iftihar Firdous, recalled to Aj English that JUIF issued a fatwa against the Islamic State when it first announced a caliphate in Afghanistan. Zabihullah Mujahid, the top spokesman of the Afghan Taliban, issued a statement of condolence to the JUIF on Sunday. "The Islamic Emirate condemns the blast that took place at a Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam program in Bijawar, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, Pakistan," Mujahid wrote. "The Islamic Emirate expresses its deepest condolences to the bereaved families and prays for Jannah al-Firdous, paradise, for the martyrs and speedy recovery of the injured. Such crimes are not justified or justified in any way." The Afghan Taliban has experienced a similar wave of ISIS-K attacks against it since it seized power in Afghanistan 2 years ago. Islamic State jihadis have been especially prolific in attacking sites owned and frequented by Chinese businessmen in the country as the Taliban seeks expanded commercial ties to the Communist Party across its northeastern border. 3 months into the Taliban's rule, in November 2021, the United Nations reported that ISIS-K was present in every Afghan province. In December, the Islamic State took responsibility for the high-profile bombing of a hotel known to cater to Chinese visitors, killing 3 and injuring 21. ISIS terrorists reject cooperation with China and have in the past called for attacks on the Communist Party on the grounds that it is explicitly atheist. China is also currently committing genocide against Muslim populations in East Turkestan, a fact the Afghan Taliban ignores. On the other side of the Afghan-Pakistani border, experts have documented a notable rise in terrorist attacks this year in what has historically been a violent region, described by Dawn as once a focal point in the global war on terror. A report released this month by think tank Pakistan Institute for Conflict and Security Studies said the first half of the current year witnessed a steady and alarming rise in terror and suicide attacks, claiming the lives of 389 people across the country, the newspaper reported. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.